Coke time is anytime, anywhere. It's always time for ice cold Coca-Cola. Your friendly neighborhood bottles Coca-Cola presents Coke Time, transcribed with Fred Robbins, our guest Kitty Callan, and starring America's favorite young singer, Eddie Fisher.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Coke Time. And tonight we're coming out with our own formula for heat beating. Relax. Have a frosty bottle of Coke, and we'll do your weekend shopping for you down at the 5 and 10. Axel, Notions counter music, please.
It was a lucky April shower. It was the most convenient door. I found $1 million baby in the 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around $1 million baby in the 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and then she made those eyes. I kept buying china until the crowd got wide. Incidentally, she should run into a shower to step inside my cottage door and meet $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
Tax-free performance to go with that $1 million baby, Eddie.
As a matter of fact, I guess there isn't anything you can't get in what used to be the dime store.
Ah, but that 10-cent store idea is a thing of the past. Now they charge real folding money.
Yeah, but we shouldn't knock it, Kitty. When the dime stores expanded, a lot of them put in record departments.
With Eddie Fisher records.
And Kitty Callan records, too. You've certainly brought one home this year.
Well, Eddie, of course, I'm really delighted. But, you know, I still haven't found out what causes it.
I know how you feel, Kitty. The ones that seem so wonderful going into the record never seem to be the ones that everybody else likes coming out.
Well, with Little Things Mean a Lot, we were really lucky. I liked it coming, and they liked it going.
And we're lucky, too, because we've got you right here in person, and Mr. Startle has made arrangements.
Blow me a kiss from across the room.
Little things mean a lot.
our in-person jukebox girl, Kitty Callan.
And her real live jukebox hit, Little Things Mean a Lot.
I like that lyric, Kitty.
Yes, it's got that These Foolish Things Remind Me of You flavor, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's one thing that you find with the best songs, I think. The lyric will stand alone as real poetry.
Yes, just read most of Oscar Hammerstein's lyrics aloud.
Uh-huh, or Cole Porter or Irving Berlin. Maybe they should go the other way in making up songs.
The other way? I don't even remember the first place.
Well, one way of creating a popular song is to take a well-known classical melody and write a lyric for it.
So the other way, Kitty, would be to take a well-known poem and write a melody.
Exactly. Here's a candidate. In Kismet, they say, the moving finger writes, and having writ moves on. Nor all your piety nor wit can call it back and cancel half a line or blot one single word of it.
Kismet wrote that?
No, Omar Khayyam. Oh. But it's Kismet-style poetry. They're still traveling from classical melody to modern lyric in Kismet, though.
Oh, but it makes mighty nice traveling, Eddie, as you were about to prove.
Dawn's promising skies, petals on a pool, drifting. Imagine these in one pair of eyes, and this is my beloved.
Bit of poetry from Kismet. Say, Eddie, I was just wondering how many people listen to us on portable radios.
Well, that would be hard to tell, Fred. It's too bad they don't have portable telephones so that we could call them and find out.
Oh, it sure is. You know, this is the time people are going on vacation. And if you happen to be up in the North Woods or out at a beach resort, your radio is just about the only link with your life the rest of the year.
Not the only link, Fred. Wherever you go, you're bound to find that familiar sight. The bright red cooler that serves you frosty bottles of Coca-Cola. A bottle of Coke really makes you feel at home.
You've got something there, Eddie. Ice cold Coke is available just around the corner from anywhere. Everyone goes for the matchless flavor of Coca-Cola. In fact, it's the most popular soft drink in all the world. Coke is delicious and refreshing. And mighty welcome whether you've been fishing in a mountain stream or basking on a sunny beach. When you're on your vacation, keep an eye out for the familiar red cooler for Coca-Cola. That's where you know you'll get complete refreshment with a frosty bottle of delicious Coke.
Coke Time is a little more than a year old. During this period, we've sung many songs, hundreds in fact. How do we choose a song? Well, it might be a time-tested favorite that's been played and sung through the years. A quality song called a standard. Or it might be currently popular way up there on the national surveys. But this one has been chosen by you who have written and requested it. It's our first generally accepted record. And so we sing it for you who have been kind enough to write. For you who may remember this early record of ours, and also for you who may be hearing it for the first time.
A little bit of all right.
Who's this?
Wizard, Chappie. Simply Wizard.
Fred, boy, why the British accent?
Our next guest at Hill Sing.
Oh, sure. Next time, not East Lynn, it's Vera Lynn, top recording star of Britain, who will be dropping by. Thanks so much to wonderful Kitty Callan for joining our get-together. And we'll be looking forward to being with you when your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola hangs out the sign again. Until then, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause a pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.
Coke Time, starring Eddie Fisher, with music by Axel Stordahl, is produced and transcribed by Gordon Auchincloss. Ed Stokes speaking.